The practice of forcing one's wife to drink one's own semen is a black art practiced by extremely lusty persons. Those who practice this very abominable activity say that if a wife is forced to drink her husband's semen, she remains very faithful to him. Generally, only low-class men engage in this black art, but if a man born in a higher class does so, after death, he is put into the hell known Lala Bhaksha. There he is immersed in the river known as Shukra Nadi and forced to drink semen. 27. Yet vihavai dasyavo grinda garada graman sarthan va vilumpanti rajano raja bhata vatam chapi hi paretya yamaduta vajradam straha shvana sapta shatani vimshatish cha sarabhasham khadanti. Translation: in this world, some persons are professional plunderers who set fire to others' houses or administer poison to them. Also, members of the royalty or government officials sometimes plunder Manjartal men by forcing them to pay income tax and by other methods. After that, such demons are put into the hell known as Saram Meyadana. On that planet, there are 720 dogs with teeth as strong as thunderbolts. Under the orders of the agents of Yamaraj, these dogs voraciously devour such sinful people. Purport: in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that in this age of Kali, everyone will be extremely disturbed by three kinds of tribulations: scarcity of rain, famine, and heavy taxation by the government. Because human beings are becoming more and more sinful, there will be a scarcity of rain, and naturally no food grains will be produced. On the plea of relieving of suffering caused by the ensuing famine, the government will impose heavy taxes, especially on the wealthy mercantile community. In this verse, the members of such a government are described as dasyu, thieves. Their main activity will be to plunder the wealth of the people. Whether a highway robber or a government thief, such a man will be punished in his next life by being thrown into the hell known as Saramedyadana, where he will suffer greatly from his bites of ferocious dogs. So, here Srila Prabhupada describes something, well, it's heavy, it's now talking about sex, right? But now, then we can question, and I have heard, you know, some devotees actually do, that do these verses actually belong? Should they be in Bhagavatam? Some skip, or like description of King Puranjana, that this is too sensual, that doesn't belong to Bhagavatam, that's what they say. But Bhagavatam is complete, and in fact everything is in Bhagavatam. So even these verses are in Bhagavatam, they belong to Bhagavatam. Now, the question is, what do we know? Like, we should educate ourselves why they are there. They are not anyone to encourage about doing such a nonsense. They are, on the contrary, to discourage everyone from such activities. So, it gives very vivid description of what's going to happen. So now, of course, that's just some mythology, right? Some hell. What's hell? Anyway, we can do whatever we want. Just chant Hare Krishna and things will be okay. It's a nonsense. That here Bhagavatam is describing what we should not do. And those who want to, then they should consider themselves as the Shudras, because Shudras are allowed to do it. It's not applicable for them. But Srila Prabhupada didn't want us to be Shudras. He wanted us to be at least on the Brahmanical platform. So then, we have to very much consider now what activities we are doing. Because if we don't do the right thing, if we don't follow the rules and regulations which are prescribed by the Varnashrama system, then where do we end? Then we may consider these activities just perfectly normal. But Krishna describes sex is allowed, but under some conditions. So when the sex is for procreation, when the sex is done according to certain rules and regulations, then it is allowed. Everything else is considered illicit. And when devotees become initiated, this is another form of illicit sex. So ending in hell, this is the least worry, actually. The main worry should be to remember what Srila Prabhupada says about those devotees who take initiation so lightly as that they don't follow the regulative principles. He simply says, I cannot give protection. So, by not taking the following of the regulative principles seriously, then now we end up breaking the agreement that we will follow the instructions of our spiritual master, and then he and cannot give protection to such a disciple. That's very sad. So Bhagavatam is warning us. Bhagavatam is telling us then what not to do. These instructions are extremely important. Because, yes, we know what we should do. There are the main principle of bhakti, right? There are two parts to it. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So these regulative principles are there to let us remember that we should not forget him. So, if you break it, okay, be afraid. But if you follow, then the principle of always remember Krishna will become prominent. And then we can progress towards always remembering him. Once the devotee always remembers Krishna under any circumstance, that's called pure devotional service. Until he sometimes remembers him and sometimes he is not forgetting him, then that's not pure devotional service yet. But the devotee progresses. But when performing activities like that, where is that we are remembering Krishna? Or where is it that we are not forgetting him? Don't forget what he mentioned. Don't forget what's in Bhagavatam. Right? No, okay, I want to forget. Then at that moment, this is not a devotional service. So, all these activities, they are depending on one thing actually. What is it that determines whether one performs devotional service and one does not perform devotional service? Okay, it's a question. Anybody? Yes?
Intention.
What is Srila Prabhupada talking about? You are right, it affects. But actually what it is, it's a consciousness. Consciousness of Hiranyakashipu was of Vishnu. Of course, it was wrong intention. He wanted to kill him, but the intention led him to that he had to remember him. And then Prahlad was born. So, and Srila Prabhupada, he tells us we should not try to, you know, produce children that way. So, we should remember Krishna. Our intention should be that we want to always remember him, and our consciousness should be such. So, now, the consciousness, and Srila Prabhupada also, actually, I have heard he said that first you become conscious, then become Krishna conscious. But I never found a quote. Anybody knows where it is from? Tamakrishna Maharaj? And
I found another quote. How to become conscious, Prabhupada said, by becoming Krishna conscious.
Where did you find that?
Somewhere in the quote.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I could not find it. Srila Prabhupada talks about no Krishna consciousness, but many devotees quote that. And actually, no, it is a fact that as Srila Prabhupada describes now many levels of consciousness. Then there are the five levels: Anamoy, Pranamoy, Manamoy, Vijnanamoy, and Anandamoy. So those are just different levels of consciousness, and from that people perceive things, how to do them. Like on Anamoy, a person sees that something, and that something is for my eating. So that's all. There is no other consideration. Like animals. They just go and see something, they need to now eat it, bite it. So it's understood. And it's not wrong from their perception. But the humans should not be on that platform. So next level, Pranamoy, it just expands. So it starts coming into morality. Right, I am into not eating, I want to enjoy this, I want to enjoy my senses, but it's also good that let others also enjoy their senses. And I can use them also to enjoy my senses. So there is some way how we can help each other. But again, what will be the perception of such a person? What feels good, it's good. So, and don't make the other one not suffer. Protect the whales. And all this, this is just like the morality which people are trying to do something. Just help others to help yourself that way, then your sense. It's about feelings. But it's not very high level of consciousness. So from that level, to enjoy somebody else's body and like that, it's okay. right? I mean, it feels good, it's good. But this is not a level of what humans should be on. So manamoya is engaging now the mind. There must be some goal, something which we want to achieve. So then the platform of dharma starts to come in. So there are some rules and regulations, not just based on what feels good, but actually based on intelligence, what is good. But still, it's not very high. Then we have the jnanamoya and vijnanamoya. So that's classified actually as a one platform, because jnanamoya, then it's following the rules and regulations. That's the real dharma. And vijnanamoya is to practically apply them in one's life. So the rules and regulations are given by God. So they are not manufactured. So those devotees, they follow. Devotees, aspiring devotees. But still, there is a missing point. Why we are doing them? Now, yes, we are doing them because this is righteous. And yes, from the platform of Dharma, we follow the rules. And that platform can take you up to liberation. So, but still, it does not give devotional service. Devotional service comes with the ananamoya platform. That's when the devotees see that whatever I do, I must do for the pleasure of the Lord. Or at least, no, whatever I do, I must not displease the Lord. So, but the highest level than the ananamoya, then the devotees are working, they do a service for Krishna. So that's the platform which the human beings should be elevated to. Now, from each platform, you perceive things differently. Like, for example, like, take anything. Now, take a flower. Somebody on a ananamoya platform then will think, oh, this is something to eat. Oh, nice. Some animal just eats it. Or humans, oh, this is for my enjoyment. Wow, it's so beautiful. Then pranamoya, it's, I'll share with you. We will both enjoy. Then manamoya, okay, I should not use it for not some way, use it properly, so then I can get the benefit. Make some medicine or anything like that. And then vijnanamoya, then would be, okay, this is given by the Lord, okay, we should use it somehow to benefit the people, benefit properly. But on the ananamoya platform, then you will see, wow, this is something which is a creation of the Lord and should be offered to the Lord. And you see, each of them is right. That the person on the platform of the consciousness, he is unable to see anything higher than what he is on. So you cannot blame a person who is on ananamoya that he is not thinking about to offer it to the Lord. How would you expect an animal not to offer it? It's not possible. Of course, somebody like Gajendra, then yes, he can do that. But his consciousness was not on ananamoya. he was thinking about the Lord. So, now it is our responsibility to elevate our consciousness, because until we elevate our consciousness, we will be limited how we see things and how we use them. We will be also limited how we perceive Bhagavatam, how we are going to apply Bhagavatam. So, now, okay, so consciousness is what we have to develop. Because Srila Prabhupada is talking about Krishna consciousness. That's, and we are the society for developing Krishna consciousness. So then, how do we do that? What are the things which affect consciousness? What are the activities which affect consciousness, one's consciousness? Yes. Association, right? Activities. What do you do? Yes? Knowledge, yes? Okay, activities. Because whatever activities you do, then according to the gunas, then yes, it will affect. So association, activities, what do you do? Then your knowledge. And what else would belong there? Yeah, we already said it's among activities. One's purity, right? Because based on how pure you are, then you are willing to not accept. If you are to a certain level of purity, that means you work on removing your anarthas, you will look for the proper association. You will look for the proper activities to perform. Right? You will look for the right knowledge to educate yourself in. So, and now there is one thing which actually initiates all this. Only one thing which it starts you to endeavor for all this, the proper association, proper activities, proper knowledge, get the right purification. What is the thing?
Desire. Desire?
Yes. Desire. In fact, desire is the only thing which the jiva can do. The jiva can desire. We are not this body. We don't control this body. We don't control anything. Everything is done through Paramatma. So, we desire, and Krishna sees. Well, is it good for him? Okay, give it to him. Is it bad for him? No, he won't get it. And what can we do? We only can desire and then wait whether it gets fulfilled or not. So, that's all we can do. So, if we desire proper association, then we can go after and we will get proper association. If we desire to perform the proper activities, then we will be educated properly to know how to do them. We will come to know what not to do. We desire to get purified, then Krishna will guide us how we can, through the following the instruction of spiritual master, get rid of our anarthas and we get purified. Because the anarthas are the seeds of desire. So we may desire, I want to be a devotee. But then we get to see something which we are attached to. Okay, so I'll be devoted later. I'll just go after this attachment which I have. So the anarthas can very easily change our desires. So we have to be very strong in desiring the right thing. And then Krishna helps. The desire, see, the anarthas actually, they are very strong. See the example of Shukadev Goswami. He was born. Then, okay, naked he ran out. 16-year-old. Beautiful body. And he runs naked. And then, no, next to him were naked girls. They didn't get disturbed. He didn't get agitated. Everything is in perfect order. His father runs after him and the girls get disturbed because they can see he is not at all agitated, so therefore we have nothing to worry about. But he is a grihastha, he sees the difference, so we should not be naked in front of him, so they get disturbed. But to Shukadeva Goswami, it doesn't matter. He may see the most beautiful girl, but he will not be attracted to her. Why? Because he is free of the anartha. But if someone is not free of the anartha, he may think, okay, I want to be a pure devotee. Then he comes in front of, you know, some picture or some way how to see a, you know, beautiful naked girl, he will get naturally agitated. Because the anartha is in the heart. But when the anartha is removed, he will not be agitated. So therefore, he can pursue his desire without any disturbance. That's very important. So, there are so many things which we see how we can, which affect the consciousness. But the one we can directly manipulate, and that is our desire. So if we start developing the necessity, that develop the importance of the desire, then we can progress. And all these which we mentioned, They are not just one way, they affect each other. Why would we desire something devotional? Because we put ourselves into the association of devotees. You may desire devotional service, you get into association of non-devotees, you will fall from the position, you will not want to the devotional service. Association is very important, very strong. Your activities. If your mind is not purified, if you cannot perform pure devotional service, then Krishna, he recommends, follow Davi Varnashrama system. There are the rules and regulations. They describe the activities which one should do to get closer to God. And in fact, if you do it right as a Davi Varnashrama, so then the activities you do, they are devotional service. So, from that position one progresses and then develops the highest perfection, can develop Krishna Prema. So, we have to be very conscious, so then we can become Krishna conscious. And yes, Srila Prabhupada mentioned the second verse about the thieves, right? About how people want to just exploit each other. The royalty, the government. No, more power you get, then more exploitation you perform. I read one article, and there was actually mentioned that when you have a dishonest person, you give him a power over people. So what's going to happen? He will exploit the people. He will misuse the people. He will misuse the people for his own benefit. So he will, depends on how much power he has, that he will give decisions, so then the people will be under his power, basically working for him. So that's natural. Now, they were doing study of the people, and then they say, okay, now honest man, you engage him and give him a big power. So then, in the beginning, he will be working for the people. He will do decisions to actually benefit the people. But after some time, and in that study they did, actually there was no exception. Everybody reverts to basically nasty persons. So in that study, it was 100%. So anything material corrupts. And even people are not corrupted, they have no spiritual goal, they get corrupted by the power, by the influence, money. So the only way how you can remain honest is to serve Krishna. That means you understand that you are not the absolute power. It's Krishna who is, and I'm his servant. That way, then one can remain pure. But as soon as one thinks, I am now no absolute, nobody is above me, and I can do whatever I want, and nobody can put me down, then it's a question of time when that person will become corrupted and he will start performing some heinous activities. So the same thing here, then we have to, when we get into the position that we have influence over people, then we have to see how to engage the people in devotional service. Then only we can remain on the platform that we can help the people. Otherwise, not. So, yeah, that's the last chapter of the Bhagavatam, the description of the hellish planets. Right, so we should take it seriously. We should now not think about where we are, where is our consciousness, and what we are doing about to elevate our consciousness. Are we doing something? Every day we should do something to improve on something or in something. Either in quantity or quality. Say japa. Then kartik. Okay, so you can chant extra rounds. That's nice. But every day you can remember more, okay, I have to increase on the quality of my chanting. Okay, today I really focused on chanting on one round. Tomorrow, I can focus on two rounds, or maybe just one Maha Mantra extra. But with full focus, that means the mind is fully into. Some improvement should be there every day. That's progressive. But when we think, no, that's enough for me. Okay, I'm good. I'm satisfied with what I had done so far, and I don't need to progress anymore, then we stop. And because devotional service is a dynamic process, there is nothing like to stop. When you stop, you go down. It's like on a river, it's flowing. You stop with the boat, you will go with the current. You cannot avoid it. So we have to dynamically keep elevating our consciousness. So activities, association, work on ourselves is a purity, sadhana. And developing the proper knowledge how to get all these and desire the right thing. Any questions? Yes.
So, thank you. Prithi, as you told to improve chanting, how to improve the chanting? Chanting, because while doing japa, the mind always goes here and there. And we try to do our best. Sometimes we fall asleep and like that. We are not able to meditate and like that. Get disturbed by different desires. So how can we improve every day?
See, it's about the mind must be engaged, fully engaged in the activity which you are doing. So if it's japa, you have to engage the mind fully in japa. Now, to do that, then the senses cannot be active otherwise. They also have to be active with the japa. So when you chant, you should listen to what you are chanting. Then you chant on the beat, so also the touch is engaged. Then, if you have problems, you start visualizing things and you think about other things, nonsense or not, but not connected to japa, then you can try visualizing the Maha Mantra. Or you can even put and read the Maha Mantra in front of you. That's needed. But you have to try to engage as many senses, and so then the mind is fully focused on the japa. Unless that's done, then the quality of the japa will not be the best. So trying to engage the senses, focus on what you are doing, but you should be focusing on the Maha Mantra. Yeah. No questions? Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Nitai Gaur Pramanande.
Yes. But you can see that they are not. Estamos en el que nos dimos en